And with me is Grand Marais Mayor Larry Carlson.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. And first things first, the library seems to come in with its budget first, and that's a shared budget between the city and the county. So what was that?
Well, the library is always first bringing their budget in simply because we share that with the county. And they brought in a budget increase of 4.4%. Some of that, of course, is because of the expanded space, because of the, you know, the expansion of the library. And so we did approve that, and that now goes to the county, and the city and the county share that equally.
Okay. Another, I guess, took quite a bit of the part of the meeting was the new DNR boat launch project.
Yeah, the city and the park have been working with the DNR. The DNR has showed quite a bit of interest in expanding the boat launch down in the southwest corner of the harbor, kind of where the old power plant was. Part of that would entail the removal of the city garage that's there, and the DNR is pretty specific in what they want to do in order for them to bear the cost and the whole thing on this. But the city did for sure encourage the DNR to continue along with that program, and you know, pledged our support for that. This kind of looks like possible earliest completion in about 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen the plans of it, and the park board has pretty much signed off on it too, right?
Yeah, one of the other things is on the original master plan of the park, they have something called an events pavilion there, which was originally scheduled to be somewhat in the vicinity of that boat launch. The DNR said that that's totally against what they're looking for in that area, and so with the support that we pledged last night, the events pavilion will not be there, and the question then later on will be, where will it be, if any place?
Okay. And been waiting for this one. Update on the city's negotiations with Burbach Aquatics.
And finally, we're done.
Good news, Larry.
It's a done deal. We can now talk about it. I think some people might be a little bit upset on the final resolution to this problem, but the city, through their attorneys, and have agreed to pay Burbach Aquatics $57,500, and now everything is done, gone away, and we can talk about whatever we want to, and that's it.
Well, they may be upset about 57.5, but some of the figures I saw earlier, they were kind of holding you up for like 340,000.
Yeah, that was their starting figure, mm-hmm. And our attorney, you know, kind of surmised that had we gone along with the lawsuit, that the legal costs would have certainly approach that, even had we won, and we had no assurance that we would.
So what's the next step now that you can talk about the pool openly?
Pardon me?
What's the next step?
Well, now we're going to have to decide what we want to do in respect to the pool that's online there for the community center. And I know there's a lot of people that are considering, if the city is going to commit to that, that it in fact amounts to double taxation. We pay taxes as county residents and then pay another tax because we're city residents for what is essentially a county program. So I mean, that's going to be a concern and a discussion, but I have no idea where it's going.
And be clear about that, the so-called double taxation results because the city right now underwrites the pool for a considerable amount of money every year because it doesn't carry its own weight. That's the money we're talking about, right?
Well, that, and I don't know, in the past, the county and the school have contributed to funding that deficit. There's been some question as to what the status of that funding is lately.
Okay, sounds like there's some real discussion that's going to be taking place here.
That's why we have government.
And that's why we ask you, Mayor Larry Carlson, to come in and talk to us about city government every time there's a meeting. So thanks for stopping by.
And thank you.